For continuing students, the atmosphere I think is in a bit tense, but it's also an interesting mix because we have so many new freshmen that, well, it isn't like the first thing on their mind. Like they don't associate that with like walking down the street in IV. Like a lot of students are like coming back from abroad for the first time or just coming back for the first time since June and haven't really dealt with it yet. And they're walking past like some of the local businesses that were targeted and finding it traumatic or just finding themselves stressed out. And I think that they're finally coming to realize like it isn't just gone. Like we do need to deal with it a bit more, and no one is at the same stage in their grieving process. So while there are these new students that are like excited to be here and happy, there is a group of us that are a little bit more apprehensive and do want to focus a little bit more on dealing with the tragedy.
Just seeing people through the summer, and we did see an increase in people coming into counseling. And of course, we have injured students that are here, and really trying to meet everybody where they are in terms of what their needs are.
People here understand what actually happened. So a lot of students are actually a little bit excited and feeling like they're coming back home. So I think that's helping. See, being around their community is actually maybe helping them get through the healing process or start that up again.
We've been seeing, like from Virginia Tech or NIU, that it takes about 18 months for the community to recover. And so we've been very mindful of that in what we're offering. We have information on our websites. We're basically trying to get information out there to whoever needs it and whatever stage of grief that they're in. And the students have been wonderful as well. They've been providing their own memorials or their own events. You'll see a lot of the things in Isla Vista where there's people doing things related to sports or related to something that's important to them to help raise money for the Isla Vista Fund.
That I haven't really encountered anyone that wouldn't like to discuss it. Some professors have mentioned it and then strayed away from it because they don't want to detract from their subject material in class. But among student populations, like we will talk about it, we'll refer to it. There's not really a taboo about it. Everyone's very open because the community was so strong during it. People do want to talk about it.
And the whole academic part of campus, they were very willing to give accommodations to for whatever the students needed in spring quarter. So if they needed an extension or they needed to just take the grade that they had, so that's been the attitude. Like, we're in this together, we'll figure it out, whatever you need. And yes, obviously, professors just are people as well, and so they do vary in their degree of wanting to talk about it or how they're dealing with it, but in general, the school has been really helpful, I think, in terms of the responding to whatever the students need in terms of their academics, and they've been willing to give accommodations. The other thing that I've heard people say, including our CAP staff, but all the students and faculty and staff, is that the pride that we all feel in the school. I mean, people actually feel closer than they did before. Alumni, we just feel like as a community we really came together and the resilience is really coming forth. And I think that's what's so wonderful about this. We turn something bad into something that's really promising and helpful and drawing us closer and just having the pride in how our community responded to such tragic events.
You know, from roommates of people that were injured to people who were just walking by the scene, because our community is so small, I think it's hard to find someone that remains untouched by it. Like, it's just because, I mean, it's a 1 mile square, like, town, and there's so many people living together, and so many people are out and about in the community. I think it is incredibly hard to find someone defined as totally untouched by the tragedy. Mm-hmm. And everyone has their own story about it, and, like, even if your best friend wasn't hurt, you felt the mood on campus, like, you felt the change, everyone was hurting, and it was just hard to escape untouched. And I think that there is a huge spectrum of what everyone's dealing with, but everyone is dealing with something, and all of that is valid, and it is great to offer help to everyone at every stage. So we're trying to reach out to the entire community here.
I think that this is very much marks a very special time in the history of UC Santa Barbara. I was here for David Attias and that event in 2001, and that changed UCSB. I think this is even bigger than that event, and of course we're going to be changed. Alumni are talking about this that weren't even here on campus at the time, so if you can imagine all of us that were here, how we're affected. And I think it's going to make us better and stronger. I mean, we have other things in place now. We're doing more, you know, see something, say something, do something about things. And I think that bringing more awareness to mental health issues, to violence issues, to taking care of your neighbor, I think all of that will change us. You know, out of a crisis can come very good things.
I would love for this event not to define UCSB, and I think that we are doing so much good work because of this, that our campus can really take this and just transform ourselves above and beyond other universities, just because our community was already so close, which is why we had such a strong supportive reaction to this. Mm-hmm. And everything that the university is doing to help us heal, I think, overshadows the awful event, and I would just love to see us grow from this, and I don't think it needs to be something that defines us, and I hope the public doesn't pinpoint us because of it.
I think one of the words that I kept hearing when it came to media was just intrusive. It just felt like people were coming into our home, and like Caitlin said, just like shoving cameras in our faces and asking, you know, questions that just felt so uncomfortable to answer in those few days right after. And the other thing about the media that I think was really hard for me was, because other things have happened at UCSB or had happened during that year, kind of having the media bring all of that up again and lumping everything together into this image of UCSB that we don't necessarily see as our image. So I think that was really hard.
In Canada, they don't even name the person that does any of those awful kinds of acts. They really just focus on families and what you can do to prevent this kind of thing. And so we were wishing there's a way to use media, and we were wishing that they would be focusing on the positive instead of on the negative, or instead of on the person who did the awful thing. Like, okay, that's over. Let's not highlight that. And that's been shown too, that people, their copycats come out of that too. They find out exactly how to do it, and they like the notoriety even after they're deceased themselves. They still, you know, they write about stuff like that. Right after the tragedy, we saw 3,000 people over the next couple of weeks. And we really think that that was because reducing the stigma of talking about stuff. So I'm very proud of our campaign.
Yeah, we really felt like because people were recognizing the imagery behind the campaign and more people were just educated about the fact that counseling even existed on campus, we heard from a lot of students saying, you know, at the time when I heard about CAPS, it didn't really seem relevant to me. But in that time of need, I knew exactly where to go. I knew that the number for CAPS was 24/7. And just on our end, we were waiting outside of the memorial to walk in last so that we would be recognized. And we were putting on our orange vests that said counselor on the back. And we actually had crowds of students walk by just clapping for us. And that was just, I mean, we were all super emotional about that because we were really getting a chance to, I mean, do our job and support our campus. But that was incredible. In terms of the stigma in general, I feel like our campus has been working really hard on minimizing that stigma that surrounds help seeking. And
so I think we're seeing more mental health, more counseling on TV, you know, starting with Dr. Phil and some of the other folks that are out there. People are seeing people go to counseling on TV, whether it's realistic or not. We have the reality TV where everybody's always in counseling doing something. So I think culturally across the country, counseling is more available for people. We have more cultures, different ethnic groups being willing to go into counseling, especially as we get more psychologists that are representative of different cultures and ethnicities. So I think it's a general push across the country. Actually, I think it is in response to seeing how prevalent it is too. Depression, you know, it's no longer such an awful thing to say you're depressed, because everybody gets depressed in this culture these days. Everybody's anxious. That everything is changing and going so fast, and life, I think, is different than it used to be. And I think after 9/11, that certainly has let people see that things have changed. And the kids were introduced to that a lot of.
The best way to break down stigma is to have a personal connection to someone who has gone through it. So I think that now, because mental health is so prevalent in our society, more people do have those personal connections to someone who has struggled with depression or who has been suicidal or who is on medication. So I think that that also has helped us a lot in breaking down the stigma, because they realize these people aren't the like crying people in the dark corner. They're really just normal people trying to function in their everyday life. This year, especially after the tragedy, we really tried to focus the curriculum on this idea of being an active bystander. So regardless of what topic was being discussed during the Scoutro FYI presentation, it was really the message behind it was, if you see something that's going on with a friend, say something. Or if you're at a party and there's, you know, imminent sexual assault, then intervening. So it's really about taking care of each other as a community. That was our focus this year. So.
We did get a lot of parent calls, and admissions got parent calls, but people were calling to say, we're on the waiting list and we want to come. Like they were also thinking that people would be dropping out, and we heard from admissions that they did not have a significant drop in people coming to UCSB or leaving UCSB. It was no more than or less than the year before.
Just because of the strong reaction I had, I do think people are watching out for each other. In addition, police presence is greatly heightened as well. So I think that's trying to provide a sense of security for residents in the community too. But I do generally feel like some people feel safe. I've heard one or two girls maybe feel a little uncomfortable walking around at night, but as in any situation, yeah. I feel like that's pretty normal.
By increasing police presence, cameras, having our bystander intervention trainings and programs, and trying to make people feel as safe as they can in any college community, really. I don't think that Isla Vista is that unusual. And if you live in a city, people need to watch out for things. And the students that don't feel safe need to they know who they can go and talk to about that, too. We have a community policing, which is really wonderful, and we have a good relationship with our police force in general. And just that we have a lot of pride in our school and our community, and that we're pleased with how things are going.
We're not going anywhere. I mean, this is our job to be here for students. And so we didn't show up after the tragedy and then go away. We're really, regardless of where students are at in their grieving process, we encourage people to seek out support because it's here.